My first question to you is, tell me about Series 7 that's just being released.
Oh, gosh, Series 7. So Series 7, we have a couple new characters that are in there. We have a new version of GSP that actually comes in his molded gi. I think it's one of his affliction gi. We have Junior Dos Santos, Thiago Alves, Uriah Faber. We have two chase figures with Ariane and actually Bruce Lee, but based off the Enter the Dragon scene where he is actually fighting MMA at the very beginning of the movie. And we also have Frankie Edgar.
And that the Frankie Edgar's it's a championship edition one, right?
That's correct, sir.
So he comes with a belt.
Yep.
Okay, now you touched on it briefly. Now these, the Bruce Lee and the Ariane, those are limited edition ones, and there's no even guarantee that stores will get these figures, right?
Yeah, so how when we usually do chase figures, how it works is that they're randomly placed in different cartons. So usually when we send out an assortment to stores, it sort of comes with different figures all the time. So basically, Ariane's and Bruce's are placed in random figures. So sometimes you may find it in stores, sometimes you may not, which is the whole idea of a chase figure. But we expect that the demand for those are actually going to be crazy. We've already sort of seen them, you know, reselling on eBay for really high prices at around $45 or $50. And it's Series 7 is sort of like that blockbuster one. We actually, when we originally started beginning soliciting sales for it, we were like 80% sold out in June before we'd even sort of delivered products. So it's probably going to be one of the hottest products for fall for us.
Now, I know that the lineup for Series 8 has been announced.
Yep.
Why don't you talk about that too?
Yeah, so Series 8 is our Christmas lineup. We are doing a couple of figures where actually the funny thing is that the timing worked out perfectly for them because most of the guys, as I've told you before, Jeff, and for the people who are listening who don't know this, for us to actually develop product takes us around 9 to 12 months to actually, from the time that we decide to do something to actually get it on shelf. So the lineup includes Brock Lesnar, which luckily enough is fighting Alistair Overeem on New Year's, John Jones Championship Edition, which is funny because he's fighting, you know, this in 2 weeks from now against that Rampage. We have Jose Aldo, who's fighting again soon too as well. And then we have Roy Nelson, who's fighting actually Crow Cop in October. And then we have another version of GSP that's a modified of the original one that's a championship edition too as well.
And I know that there's, there are two limited editions for this series, but normally you guys do, I think, is it 1,500? But this one, there's only 750 of them being made available.
Well, we've been changing up the program a little bit. Like, there's certain ones that we do 1,500. Two guys, we do 1,500 of them, and two of them, we do 750. So it's something that we've been slowly modifying, and it seems to be working. The fans have been eating it up.
So who are those we have? It's Jose Aldo is one of them, and is it Roy Nelson's the other limited edition?
Yeah, so for the Series 8, Jose Aldo is going to be a WEC version. There's going to be 750 of them made, and the Roy Nelson is the other one. There's going to be 750 of them made. The crazy part is even with those limited edition ones, we sell out of those. We sold out of Series 8 in one day,
wow.
which is crazy. So I believe you can probably order from retailers right now, but you know, as time goes on, prices go up.
Absolutely. Now, for those of us who you know, we know the figures, we see them. You know, Ariel Helwani has them on his desk during his show. Yeah. What are sort of the differences that you see between, you know, the regular editions and the limited edition ones?
Well, typically speaking, for the regular editions are product that we generally create for fans to sort of get into collecting. Most people will take them out of package and use them for display, keep them at your desk or your bookcase or near your TV, things of that sort. The limited editions are more for hardcore collectors. So what we actually do is that we usually add accessories or elements that are different than the regular edition. Say, for example, for Jose Aldo, it's a WEC version, and he's going to be wearing a walkout tee that he did with Dethrone way back in the day. So what we do is we actually take authentic accessories. We work with manufacturers like Tap Out and Form and Silver Star and things of that sort to recreate the actual walkout shirts from the original files and how they make the shirts. And we actually number every single unit. So a unit, say, for example, if we're making 750 of a figure, we'll actually number one of 750, two of 750. So at least that when a person's collecting limited editions, although they are a little bit more expensive, you know, it's sort of that commemorative piece where you know that someone else isn't, you know, not too many other people have them. And because it's numbered, it sort of really controls that whole limited edition element.
Absolutely. Now, I know we were talking before we went on the air here, we were talking about, you know, you're looking ahead to the next series. Any hints on Series 9 for us? I know you're very secretive, but anything that you can give us?
Well, you know, when we're creating product, a lot of it is based on season. So what I can tell you is on Series 9 that it's going to be a lot of new characters that we've never done before. You know, sometimes we recreate characters because we think the old models are good, or it's good for fans at that specific time, or that's a fighter that's fighting at that specific time. Heading into Christmas, that's something that we do a lot. But starting in the new year, we always sort of move towards new characters. Like if you actually think of last year, or well, it's actually not last year, it's this year. In the beginning of the year when we launched a new series, we released a lot of new characters. We did Thiago Silva and Vitor Belfort and a couple other guys too as well, and Nate Diaz. So we're sort of doing the same thing when we head into Series 9, which is not going to be available until March. It's pretty much almost all new characters, so should be good.
Now I'm gonna throw out two names that I know have been campaigning for Round 5 figures. The first one is Donald Cerrone, and the next one is Dwayne Ludwig. Are we going to see figures from them?
Well, you know, the funny thing is we're actually developing both right now. So we're working on developing both. There's no scheduled dates on when they're going to release or how we're going to do them. But we're beginning the development. Like I said, usually it's around 9 to 12 months beforehand, but both of them are in the mix and both of them we're developing. You know, both guys have been campaigning on Twitter heavily with all their fans. And, you know, we love seeing stuff like that around 5 because it gives us a better idea of what the fans really, really want. You know, it's very easy for two or three people to sort of say, maybe you should do this guy, maybe you should do that guy. But when you get hundreds and thousands of responses from people to say, hey, I think that you should do this and you should do that, it makes it easier for us as a company to sort of create things for the fans and backwards for the fans to get what they want.
Now, when you guys started this company, however many years ago, when you see a guy like Donald Cerrone, you know, or Dwayne Ludwig, bring the figure into the octagon to get it signed, like what goes through your head after coming all these years to see something like that happen?
You know, it's more of a realization that really it's not that fighters and fans have kind of fall into the same category of people. You know, we've sort of hit a level with this business where when we just started it, we were making products for ourselves. And now we find that so many fighters are into the product, managers, media people, regular fans and stuff like that. It's kind of overwhelming the whole thing, you know. And, you know, Dwayne is a fantastic guy. I couldn't actually believe that he did it when I saw it on TV. I was just like, whoa. You know, I've met Dwayne once before, actually. I met him in Toronto just for a couple minutes, and seems like a fantastic guy. But I know that he's a big collector of this stuff, and it's good to see that not only fans are into this thing, it's fighters and people in the industry, too, as well.
Now, switching gears, talk about the vinyl collection that I know you guys just announced.
I love the vinyl collection. So the new line that we're coming out with, it's called UFC Titans, and it's actually it's manufactured in a different way. It's using an all vinyl type of construction, and for hardcore fans who've been collecting stuff for a long time, vinyl is a type of material that was used in Japan for the original Pride figures that were made like 10-15 years ago. Also, it wasn't 10-15; it's more like 5-10 years ago.
Right.
So it's really hard to develop product in vinyl because vinyl, typically speaking, isn't really good for doing high detail. But we've sort of been developing the line for around 1 to 2 years and actually had to develop new technologies to be able to create vinyl in the same type of detail that we would expect. So UFC Titans is going to be coming out in November. It's going to be available at HMVs across Canada. And obviously there's places in the United States and worldwide as well. And pretty much with the UFC Titans lineup, it's going to be different than Ultimate Collective because it's going to focus towards, the style is a little bit different. So they're around 5 inches tall and the heads are a lot bigger. And it's a lot more of a, I guess you can say, a playful feel to it. But the construction is different, and it's really going to be focused towards, like, really just the best of the best guys. Like, it's not going to be like Ultimate Collector, which launches, like, 4 to 5 times a year. It's probably going to be maybe 1 to 2 series a year. It's only going to be, like, the most popular guys all the time.
Very, very cool. I've seen pictures of them, and they look super fun. You know, they sort of like that caricature sort of big head thing that they used to do on baseball cards. They look really cool.
Yeah, well, it's funny because if you do some research on it, the original inspiration between us doing product at Round 5 was originally those Pride figures that were made. And I guess you can say what we did was we took those same Pride figures that came out a long time ago and just made them better. And it was a really hard project to do because the technology wasn't really available 2 years ago to really develop high detailed vinyl. But it's something that I think we really accomplished with the new product, and I think it's going to be really good. It introduces a lot of new fans that have a little bit more playfulness with the brand, and you know. Who doesn't want to see a gigantic-headed Hoist Gracie?
Exactly. Now, we talked about, you know, the Ultimate Collectors. We talked about the vinyl. Tell us about the Bruce Lee line.
The Bruce Lee line. So the Bruce Lee line is actually a new project for us. We're developing a lot of products underneath that line. Some of them fall underneath the style of the 6-inch Ultimate Collector. Some of them fall underneath the style of the 5-inch Titans line. But we're also doing a couple other items, everything between Halloween costumes. And actually moving forward, we're even doing a really high-end premium 9-inch polyresin line. So polyresin is what you almost can think of it as, like a high-end statue. So the one product that we have coming underneath the Bruce Lee line is something called Bruce Lee Underneath the Dynasty Collection. And it's actually, it comes in like a full collector box case. And it's like this really beautiful packaging. And when you take it out, it's actually going to be a polyresin statue that's hand-painted in metallic bronze.
Oh, wow.
So every single one is different. They're all going to vary a little bit differently in color and things of that sort. But it's really sort of like almost an art piece. And it's around $100 a unit.
That's very cool. So you have the Bruce Lee line, you got the vinyl line, you got the Ultimate Collectors. What's next for Round 5? What do you guys have coming down to the pike?
If I can tell you the things that we have coming out next year, it is pretty much crazy. It's really, we're going to continue all the current lines that we're developing right now, but the new stuff is actually really taking things to another level. And I know that we say that every single time that we probably talk, but as you can probably see, every 6 months to a year, we sort of reinvent the company. We expand our wings a little bit. We work with new licenses. We develop new product, and we're just going to keep going towards that direction. We've been fortunate enough that, you know, with Round 5, we have so many great fans and so many people who are into the product. And, you know, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing well, what we do well.
I guess my last question, it just sort of came to me right now, was with the merger with Strike Force, do you guys get licenses to come out with you know, Alistair Overeem? Well, I guess he's in UFC now, but, you know, guys from Strike Force, are you able to create them in action figure form, or is it still just the UFC?
Yeah, right now, as it currently stands, it is just going to be UFC and WEC. There isn't anything with Strikeforce. To be honest, really, like, we've always had the possibility, and we can expand that possibility working with Strikeforce fighters and the Strikeforce brand. It's just not something that we're, you know, really looking to pursue at this time right now. So much of our focus is that we have so much depth that we still have yet to explore with the UFC and WEC brands, that we feel that although there is some opportunity with Strikeforce, it's probably not a direction that we want to go at this point in time right now. And as you can probably see too as well, a lot of the great fighters from Strikeforce are actually coming over to UFC. You got guys like, you know, Kung Lee and Alistair Overeem and Nick Diaz. Basically, their biggest stars are coming over, and it's almost like they're restarting their legacy when they come to UFC. It's sort of like they did their proving grounds in Strikeforce, but then they sort of come into the UFC, come into the big stage, and you know, a lot of these guys are getting to fight former or current champions. So, you know, there's really so many things that we can do, and I think we're just going to stick with the WEC and the UFC collection.
Now, I know the last time we talked, you spoke about the Dan Hardy limited edition and how you thought, you know, that would be one of the top sellers. Anything out of these, you know, Series 7 or Series 8 that you think might be, you know, one of the hottest sellers the company has had?
Well, you know, I thought that Series 7, the LEs, was going to be a really crazy seller. So when we did the limited editions, we actually we started selling them in June, and they sold out in a week. From us to actually working with retailers and wholesalers.
Huh.
Series 8 was the first time, that we actually sold out in 24 hours.
Wow.
So, it's amazing to see how far the sport has gone and how far at least our company has gone with the demand for product. And, you know, so I definitely think that Series 8, which is like there's no pictures of it, there's nothing available of it, but it is coming out in November. I think probably the highest in demand are going to be the Jose Aldos, for sure. You know, because it's going to be like a WEC version, which is a cool variation of things, and because there's only 750 made, I think those are probably going to be the hottest ones heading into Christmas. And we also have another thing that we have coming out for Christmas. We haven't released any news of it yet, but we're actually doing a program where there's going to be a one of 100 figure coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's going to be three of them, but we can't release any details yet. It's probably going to be something that we announce next month, but it will probably be the shortest run figure that we've ever created.
Wow. I gotta say, personally, I'm really excited about the Uriah Faber limited edition with the cornrows from the WEC. I think that looks really cool.
Oh, yeah, those sold like crazy. Yeah. You know, it's just, I think it's cool. You know, a lot of people want to get into limited edition stuff, and maybe it's a little bit hard and a little bit out of their reach, or maybe what they want to do is they want to grab a limited edition, keep it in package, and then take the regular edition and sort of use those for display. You know, I think there's a little bit for everyone. You know, we're a company that sort of has to appeal to everybody, meaning that we do a lot of work to appeal to hardcore collectors, but we also do a lot of stuff to sort of appeal to mainstream fans. And, you know, to keep the business going, to keep the hobby growing, it's important to cater to everyone. So we do our best and have lots of fun doing it.
Damon, it's always a pleasure when I get to chat with you about these action figures. I love them personally. I collect them myself, and it's always great hearing from you.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, Damon.
Take care.